From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The East Area Rapist, also known as the Golden State Killer, has been linked to at least 4 dozen rapes throughout California. Police now have a suspect in custody, and while the news brings a sense of relief to some, experts say it also triggers fear and anxiety for those who've experienced sexual trauma. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Cayola reports.
The resurfacing of the East Area Rapist case has been a point of public fascination. People want to know who this criminal is, what he did, and how investigators cracked the case. But for survivors of sexual assault, the headlines can be overwhelming.
I know folks are curious and they're wanting more information and to learn more about what happened, but I think we have to be really careful that there are real people that were affected by this.
Jamie Garrick is the director of counseling and outreach for WEAVE, a Sacramento resource center for survivors of sexual assault. She says news of the arrest brought an uptick in web visitors and requests for counseling.
When you experience trauma, the healing is a process. So it's not something that just goes away. And, you know, we learn how to kind of move on with life and do our day-to-day activities, but it's always there.
Survivors can experience depression, anxiety, nightmares, and other sleeping problems. They may need to seek therapy or lean on friends, journaling, and anything else that keeps them grounded.
When new stories come out about sexual assault, sexual harassment, people are triggered, and they often can relive the traumatic experiences, even if they were years ago.
The crimes in the case span from Sacramento to Ventura County. There are likely even more victims than what's documented, as roughly 70% of sexual assaults are not reported to police. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola.
Find more on this and other stories at krcb.org/news. You can hear this story again, your favorite content on demand, or even listen to us live with our mobile app. Download that for free for your iOS or Android device. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.